proposed proceed with the deliberations, and hopefully by the time we arrive at the last page, Honorable Kekana will have arrived, and then we can formally constitute ourselves and brief him that we have gone through and there are no major changes, and then we take it from there. Thanks very much. What we'll do, thanks, Shanas, for the draft report. We'll just go through page by page until we arrive at the last page. Page one of the report, their comments. Thank you. Page two. Yes, Shanas?
I just brought you a fresh copy, so there's been two changes to the to it since yesterday. I don't know if we're gonna I should just show it when we buy the page, or should you do you want to be just shown where the changes are beforehand if you studied maybe yesterday's report. And then my table is put out now. One of the tables jumped out when I printed it, but we'll correct it afterwards. So the change had been on page 4, that 3.1. I corrected it to 2017-2018, it was 2016-2017.
Okay.
And then the page that contains the...
That one,
I'll take it over to the next page, okay. Because the plan jumped out. The prioritize the policy initiative for 2017-2018. I also changed, I had the old ones in of 2016-2017.
Page
4, on top of the department, prioritize the following policy initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
those are the changes that I made since yesterday. The report is like generally the same, we followed the same structure and everything like it is, it's a bit, yeah, it doesn't look like it used to look because we don't have a content in the researcher, so you had to just rely on what I give you here. But I think the important part, the part did come from the research that I used up until page almost 10 and 11 and from our last report. Mm-hmm. So I think the important part for us is the committee observation section. So if we can go through there, but I didn't go into detail much about some of the, I thought that would come out in your discussions today, but I thought I'd pull out the key things that came like across when we engage the entities, the department and NACI were mainly that R&D spent and the insufficient funds to carry us. But it's not to say that we're highlighting almost like the negative part. There's a lot of good work being done, but we're wanting to show that there's even now a reduction in some of the targets, in some of the stuff that they can do due to funds being cut. So I think that's what the report wants to emphasize and not go on to, yeah. So it does seem a bit maybe not so positive because we don't give much examples of the work done. Yeah, that the department still do good. But I think when we do the budget review in October, and then we'll contextualize much more of the work that they do. So I'm just saying that the observations and the recommendations must be seen in that context. But if there's any further stuff that actually needs to be highlighted in the report, members can add things.
Thank you very much. We'll proceed to page 2. Are there observations on that page? Page 3. Great. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8,
page 9, page 10, page 11, and page 12, our observations. Can we agree that we read that aloud and see if it we are comfortable with those observations that we are making after we have gone through what the department presented? That is page 12 point, page 12 at item 4. Committee observations. The committee commended the department and the entities for the work they do and for formulating coherent strategies and performance plans. In concluding its deliberations on budget vote 30, science and technology, the committee noted the following. 1. Science, technology and innovation play an important role in improving economic performance and social well-being of all South Africans. To give effect to this, the department aligns its activities with key policy instruments such as the 1996 White Paper on Science and Technology, the National Development Plan and the 9-point plan that seeks to contribute to creating conditions for radical socio-economic transformation. The 9-point plan recognizes STI as key to socio-economic growth, and it is therefore crucial that STI be placed at the center of the work of government. The effectiveness of the NSI can only be realized if optimally resourced and coordinated. Therefore, the committee welcomes the department's effort to embark on a process to ensure the development of a coordination instrument to manage effectively and efficiently the RDI public budget. Maybe I should pause there. If we agree, we agree. And then, thank you very much. The next one is the department and the entities have a mandate to deliver on government's national priorities, which include areas such as poverty alleviation and unemployment. Hence, the committee expressed its concern regarding the impact of reduced funding and the low inflation increases of the baseline funding to entities. It makes sense, that sentence? Okay. Inadequate funding to the department and its entities effectively means reduction in targets and outputs and ability to grow and fulfill its mandate. It compromises maintaining existing and acquiring new infrastructure and skills. Agreed? Or maybe you should read.
Inadequate funding inevitably affects retaining and attracting skilled persons in the STI institution. The 42 vacancies reported in the department are of concern, as 17 of those vacant posts are considered critical posts. The direct impact of this would be oversight over its entities. Sorry, I forgot to include and monitoring departmental programs and initiatives. And the monitoring of departmental programs and initiatives.
Yeah, agreed. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The entities are constrained by a lack of adequate investment. Its dependency, in some instances reliant on 70% of its income dependent on contract funding, is not sustainable and a further cause for concern. The primary function of researchers become compromised as they are now required to undertake administrative tasks such as sourcing contracts and preparing tender documents for research funding.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The current low economic trajectory and declining business investment in R&D investment makes the 2019 target of having a 1.5% R&D expenditure as a proportion of the GDP not achievable. The gross expenditure on R&D is at 0.76%. To reach the target of 1.5%, current total expenditure on R&D has to be doubled. Since economic growth will be driven by STI, the committee would like to see much more robust efforts to increase the gross expenditure on R&D.
Great. Thank you.
Central to increasing R&D investment is the role of industry. It is important that industry co-fund, invest and participate in R&D, in RDI and strategic sectors of the economy. The committee urges the department to improve on effectiveness and instruments to stimulate that R&D. The department should intensify its efforts to increase broader awareness of R&D, of the R&D tax incentive, and ensure that more companies, especially small and medium enterprises, participate.
Thank you.
The committee is hopeful that by increased investment in strategic areas of the SDI, economic benefits are possible. The strengthening of the innovation capacity by forging necessary linkages with all the instruments in the NSI is important. The links between science and industry and its benefits cannot be overemphasized.
Thank you.
The current forex volatility is negatively affecting the activities of the department and entities, since science inflation are higher than the standard inflation. Due to the fluctuating exchange rate, more funds are spent on activities such as subscribing to international journals, importing and maintaining specialized equipment, acquiring satellite imagery, and importing scarce skills. The committee is concerned that this reduces further the budget available for RDI.
Chairperson, I obviously the volatility is negatively, you know, but if you take last year, at this stage, the currency was, I think, to sterling, around about 23, and it's now 70. So there was a huge, there's a 50% up in terms of foreign currency. You know, the rand is stronger than a year ago, there's no doubt about that. So, but it's volatile. It's volatile, so I just want to, you know, it's the. I think in the last year, no one can sort of say they have overexpend because of the currency. They should be under budget in terms of that. I don't know, but you know, really, if it just makes sense, I think the rand is stronger. The previous year was terrible. But no, we can put it in. The volatility is bad. That is negative. But due to the exchange, more funds are spent on activities such as.
Okay, we can. The second
subscribing
part
to. No. The current formula is negative activities due to the fluctuating exchange rate. We probably might say it's difficult to budget because of the volatility, but I think they should be. We can even say any prof.
Thank you, Chair. I think one could just say that, the fluctuating exchange rate could have a negative effect on funds that are spent.
Yeah.
So it could have. It's not necessarily the case, but it...
It's
can we agree to that formulation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Prof.
Okay. The committee noted the adjustment of the APP target relating to the Meerkat telescope dish installation and expressed its understanding that due to the nature of the research process, uncertainty in outcome, formulating adequate performance targets has been a challenge for the department. This uncertainty leads to questions relating to their performance statistics.
Comment? Agreed. Thank you.
The committee, however, urged the department to explore mechanisms that could measure the impact of its work, especially in areas which affect basic service delivery.
Comment? Agreed. Thank you.
Next. The department should revisit the mandate, role and function of all its entities to ensure that that at those levels, areas of overlap are addressed. It is important that entities cooperate and work together in finding solutions to some of the national challenges in areas of, for example, energy, water, waste, etc.
Agreed. Thank you.
Then intergovernmental collaborative partnerships are instrumental in ensuring that the work done by the department and the entities is used and implemented. These relationships are crucial to ensuring that cross-cutting activities are better coordinated, not duplicated, and resources are not wasted.
Agreed. Thank you.
The committee restates its proposal for a policy which could give way to a centralized research and development budget, as well as monitoring and control mechanisms for the R&D activities across all government departments. This would ensure efficient allocation and spending on science, technology, and innovation across all government departments.
Great. Thank you.
So enhanced coordination is necessary at executive level as well as parliamentary level among the various portfolio and select committees in instances where science and technology issues are transversal.
Great. Thank you. Next.
And then we just... The committee recommendations. Basically, the main recommendation is that all mechanisms to increase the budget allocation to the Department of Science and Technology be pursued by the Minister of Science and Technology and will obviously be supported by us. And then this has been previous recommendations, but because we have done such a lot of focus on this in our observations, I thought maybe this should be... should feature, because we didn't get the report on the department reports to the committee on possible measures to resolve the issues around the R&D tax incentive initiative by maybe the end of October. The department table as soon as possible the 2015, 2016, 2016, 2017 R&D tax incentive program performance reports, and then the committee will schedule a briefing on this to follow up. And then government investigates formulating a policy that exempts state-owned entities with the required expertise from tendering for government research contracts that fall within their mandate. The committee will schedule necessary briefings to facilitate discussion on this matter. And then we're just recommending that the House adopt budget for city science and technology. And then these two notes at the bottom, and I think members can speak on it. I can say the position when we come to it.
Yes, it's quite correct that we reserve our opinion on the vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. But do we generally agree that this expresses the discussions that we have had and the observations? This bullet that says government investigates formulating a policy that exempts state-owned entities with the required expertise from tendering for government research contracts that fall within their mandate. The committee will schedule the necessary briefings and all those things. That formulation, are we comfortable with that? Okay. Thank you. We are welcome, Honorable Tuck. Maybe if we can try to formalize things properly.
Can I just say a question?
Yes.
Government investigates formulating a policy that exempts state-owned entities as a required expertise.
Because they have to follow the same process, like when they put out the tender, then they must tender. But I mean, if HSRC has expertise in where they can do something for housing or for they say they spend a lot of money, and then they don't get the tender.
Okay.
Then it's funds used, or I don't know, maybe I don't know if there's a rewording better than exempt. I don't know if
In fact, when I was reading that, I said, can't we have a scenario where in work that needs to be researched, which can be executed by the government entities, should be referred to government entities.
Localization, push for localization, push to use your own.
Mm.
I'm concerned.
You know, if you exempt them in a policy, and maybe they cannot really do it, but try to do it, then it can be very negative.
Yes, Prof.
Yes, I'm also just thinking now, because sometimes for these policy tenders, universities also tender, and then they will not get the opportunity. So maybe we should not use a strong word, word such as exempt, but just that there's an investigation. we'll have to think about that one.
I think maybe, you know, our reword in the school is as an observation rather than a recommendation. Also definite.
Or include universities as well, you know. Exemptions are stronger.
How do we make sure that we take on board our universities? Because to a certain extent, universities are part of government institutions. It's just that they are independent there. But in terms of operations, they exist because of government support.
Mm-hmm.
And what they are doing is to advance the goals and objectives of government, but as independent institutions out there. So if you exclude them from benefiting from something that will benefit government entities, in terms of thinking as legislatures, if we push something like that, it's like we don't see the relationship between the universities and the government institutions, that they are basically pursuing the same objective. I think formulation will be okay. Or if we leave it as exempt the entities, we must say entities and institutions of higher learning. Mm-hmm. Will that be okay? Let's agree that for now it will be okay.
Government investigates
formulating a policy that favors state-owned entities and local universities with the required expertise when tendering for government research contracts that fall within their mandate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there is a note from
Honorable. So from is when and
yeah.
Favors.
Yeah.
Favors
yeah.
state-owned and local. So it's a drive for to you to
yeah.
Yeah.
No, thanks very much, Nick. I was suggesting to Shanaz that we formalize what we're trying to do, which means we must elect a chairperson and an acting chairperson and formally constitute ourselves and
Okay, so to formalize things we have to just we have to elect a chairperson for this proceeding, so if there are any nominations.
Can I nominate the Honourable Kassel Matali?
Is there a seconder for that nomination? No other further nominations, so then Honourable Matali is the chairperson for this session. Now, just the mover for the reports.
Thanks very much. There's a report before us which members have been given the opportunity to go through before the meeting. It was sent to you through the mail, and it, like all members, received it. We will then present it to you, that we'll then present the report as read and request members to move for the adoption of the report as right here. Yes, Honorable.
I move the adoption of the report.
Any seconder?
I second that.
Thank you.
thank you very much. The report is adopted with everything that is there. And this was the last item of the day. There is a, we have been invited to a function by the department which involved the committee having to give a vote of thanks. And in the light of what is before us, it's like it's going to be very difficult for committee members to attend, but we just wanted to check if there is any amongst us who will be able to attend that function. Yeah, it's like, I think it was starting. Yeah, but if you will be able to attend, Nick, we will communicate with the department that you can represent us on the vote of thanks, but we'll make sure that it must be known quicker so that they get the information. But otherwise, we will have to apologize that we won't make it because of the tight schedule of what we are supposed to do.
Chairperson, can I just say I'm going to another committee at 10, so it's going to be difficult because I do not have, you know, I do not dictate how long that committee will be, and it will be my first time going to a committee.
No, let's just apologize. Thank them for inviting us, and apologize that we won't make it because of time constraints. We must prepare for 2 o'clock, and time is just limited. But thank you very much, members, for praising the early morning hours to come to the meeting at 8. Thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned. Thanks, Shana.
Thank you.